Who reviews your work? That's my audio boo for today. I'm sorry I haven't posted one for the last couple of days, but when you're sitting in boring old meetings, it doesn't really inspire you to come up with subjects for audio boos. Yeah, but who reviews your work? One of the things we do at Headscape is no matter what type of work we're doing, there's always somebody to review it. So whether we're writing a proposal where Marcus and Chris review each other's work all the time, or whether we're doing wireframing, which may be done by one of the designers and I then review, or whether it's code that they review each other within the development team, whatever the situation, there's always somebody to review your work. I think it's really important. I think without that, there's a real lack of quality control, and that, you know, even if you're the best coder or the best designer in the world or the best content writer, everybody's going to make mistakes. That's part of human nature. And having someone to review your work is incredibly important. So I would really encourage you to do that, even if you're a freelancer. If you're a freelancer and you're working by yourself, then make sure you meet up with other freelancers and do a deal. So I'll review your work if you'll review mine. And just kind of start sharing amongst yourselves as a community and getting that third-party perspective. If you're a website owner, I think you ought to look at doing periodic reviews of your work, whether that is by doing some user testing, whether it's by getting a colleague within your organization to review your strategy and ideas for the website going forward, or whether it's using something like the consultancy clinic that we run at Headscape to get an independent view on things. The trouble is, when you work on projects, whatever they be, you end up not being able to see the wood for the trees, that you kind of, or the trees for the wood, maybe is the better way of putting it. You get so entrenched in the detail of things that you miss the bigger picture. And that's where third-party reviews are really important. So that's my tip for today. Get somebody to review your work.